KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, Amador County fire crews rolled out late on Saturday night to the Kennedy Meadows apartment off of Jackson Gate Road in Jackson. Jackson Fire, as well as Cal Fire units, responded to the reports of a commercial residential structure fire. When they arrived, there was no fire and the scene was cleared just a short time later. And then early Sunday morning around 6 o'clock, fire crews were called out to the Red Corral Deli and Mini Mart. According to reports, there was fire in one of the walls of the deli and fuel station. Fire crews were quick to arrive and were able to extinguish the fire without any further damage to the building or the business. Red Corral Mini Mart and Deli, open for business.
Well, a former Amador County school official has squared up her debt with the school district. KVGC learned late last week that Elizabeth Chapin Pinotti has fully paid all her court-ordered victim restitution, a sum of just over $200,000. Following Chapin Pinotti's conviction in May of last year for a scheme in which the former interim school district superintendent had the Amador school system buy books she herself had authored and had a financial interest in, she was ordered to pay $197,353.54 in victim restitution for the fraud. Now, $1,800 is to go to the County Office of Education, and the remaining balance to the Amador Unified School District. Together with various court fees, Chapin Pinotti owed a total of $199,888.04. Now, court receipt records show a series of payments, usually monthly, all for $200 to $250 had been made on the account, before a final payment of $196,323.04 was made November 26th to fully pay off the amount owed. Chapin Pinotti was also sentenced to 100 days in home confinement with a GPS monitor and 5 years of probation. She was stripped of her state teaching credentials in August of this year. Chapin Pinotti had served as interim school superintendent for a year. Before that, 10 years as assistant superintendent for curriculum.
If you travel Latrobe Road, whether for business or pleasure, look for an increased presence by law enforcement. Due to recent complaints regarding vehicles passing over double yellow lines, the Amador area CHP will be beefing up patrols in the Latrobe Road area. The CHP reminds us we must all do our part to keep this stretch of the roadway safe in Amador County. Remember, there are no legal or safe places to pass other vehicles on Latrobe in Amador County.
Well, you can give the gift of life today. A community blood drive will be held today, 10:30 to 5:30, to meet the area's need for blood and blood products. The drive sponsored by VFW 8254, DAV 118, and American Legion 108. Now, due to the campfire in Paradise and the Paradise area, many blood drives in the immediate and surrounding areas were canceled, including the temporary closing of the Chico Blood Center. Due to these challenges, there's a need to replenish the blood supply to ensure donations are available as patients need. Please consider donating blood to help replenish the supply. As a thank you, donors receive a promotional code for a beanie, or beanie cap as you may call it. For more info about the blood drive, call 916-453-3039.
And the 18th annual Hospice Lights of Tree Memorial Celebration honoring loved ones who have passed has a new location. On Thursday the 6th, the hospice team will showcase their beautiful new 14-foot blue spruce tree at their agency office in Jackson. The tree was recently donated and planted on the property by Chad and Erica Simmons of Simmons Landscape and will serve as the tree of lights for years to come. The event will begin at 5:30 with opening welcome by hospice chaplain George Stathos. It'll be followed by music, candle lighting, reading of the names, lighting of the Tree of Lights, and refreshments. Now, if you'd like to donate to the Tree of Lights and memorialize a loved one, go to hospiceofamador.org and click on the Tree of Lights poster or download the form from the website. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.